One of the questions I have for today is, have you ever had fish for breakfast? When I come back from way over yonder, I brought back a lot of fish, and one of the directors that was at Cookson said, hey, could you have fish dinner for me and my friends this week? And I said, well, yeah, probably can. So I cooked fresh halibut every morning for them, and they made sandwiches and all kinds of stuff. So kind of give you something about fishing. Okay, this is where Jesus appears at the Sea of Galilee, and he's there on the shoreline, and in verse 5 of chapter 21, it said, children, you don't have any fish, do you? Because Jesus already knew. He already knew they didn't have no fish. And so he tells them, cast a net on the other side of the boat. I tried that a few times, but it didn't seem to work. But the question is, God knew. He knew. He knew exactly knew what was going on. So anyway, they brought in their 153 fish with their nets and almost breaking. And they said, bring me some of the fish that you have now caught. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast with me. So the word of God is it's a pretty good breakfast item to challenge ourselves on a daily basis to set out and have breakfast with Jesus on my porch with my hummingbirds and all these kind of things. But Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. And so you kind of know the story about what's to take place, because Jesus then, after they get out and eating, he has, I don't know if he had Peter stand up or not, but he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And I got to figuring out, I've read this story many, many times, but how many more of these do I have in my life? Because it kind of pertained to his fellowship with his fishing buddies, his boat, his nets, all these different things that he commonly would do for a job during the day. But Jesus said, do you love me more than these? So I figured out that whenever I wake my eyes up in the morning, look in the mirror and laugh a little, where is all these things that you have in your life today that will keep you from honoring the Lord with your life? Something for us to really think about as they come to breakfast and around and everything. And as we gather around the Lord's table then, I think he's asking us the same question. It's the same thing. Do you love me more than these? Feed my lambs. Tend my lambs. Simon, do you love me more than these? Shepherd my sheep. Simon, do you love me more than these? Attend my sheep. And I got to thinking about that because, like I said, I've read that many, many times, but never really took on this grabbing me and saying, maybe how many of these things that you have in your life that would keep you from serving me today? Because they appear when we open our eyes in the morning and when we shut them at night. They're with us all the time. These things that can alter our fellowship with the Lord. So as we look back and of course, Matthew, we went over this several different times, Matthew, the 26th chapter, and he talks about this, having taken some bread, and after the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, take this as my body. Don't be deterrent from all these things that you went through already today in your life, but zero in on this fellowship with me for the supper. When I was a kid growing up, there was only three meals a day: breakfast, lunch, and supper. Because I'm from the north country, Now it's all kind of jazzed around different things. Some don't even eat meals, as far as three meals a day. But anyway, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And when he had taken the cup and gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And that's what we're looking at today. Coming to breakfast with Jesus should have already happened, but this evening, as we gather around his table, what a blessing. What a blessing we have to be able to commune with each Sunday around this table, recognizing the awesome blessings that he has brought into our lives for eternity. So don't let these things of life deter you from honoring him with your life on a daily basis. So let's take the bread today, lift it before him, thanking him for that. Let's do that together. One of the things I like to think about, and I've tried to, when I take the bread, I try to be thankful for all that the Lord has done for me. Three things. Remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross when his body was broken for me. Number two, his body is the living bread. Living bread. And number three, essentially the oneness that we have in Christ Jesus today as we gather around the table. And I seek to see Jesus in each one of you as you break bread with me today. That's my desire, to do that. So let's take the cup also now. So if I be looking at you and staring you down, that is my desire. The oneness that we have in Christ Jesus, that we can dwell with each other in this powerful blessing that we have. And that would be one of these that we desire and some of the others that went. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful opportunities like this come each day, but yet the sweetness of gathering around your table, whether it be with fish, whether it be with whatever our meal might be at this given time, we would desire to honor you with our life and to praise you for what you have done for us for eternity. So we ask your blessing to be upon us today as we look at your word, and as we seek to honor you in our daily lives this week, that you would give us strength and you give us courage and you would give us a desire to serve you more. So we thank you now for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.